Hello, it is I, Bubbly Bunny, and today I am going to be filling out Dante Creates 50 Random Questions while I carve a pumpkin, because it's spooky season, and I love Halloween. I don't really know how to start this off, okay? I guess I could just start with the pumpkin. Also, if you hear honking, I'm incredibly sorry. There are a bunch of geese right outside my house. I was originally going to do this outside. Because, you know, I'm like 99% sure I'm going to make a mess while doing this. And there's like 50 of them. There's like 50 geese. And they're all terrifying. I hate geese. I love animals, but I hate geese. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm trying to like carve it right now. I'm not very good at this. Fun fact about me, I hate carving pumpkins. I hate it so much. I hate the smell. I don't like pumpkin flavored anything. I hate pumpkin spice. I hate pumpkin pie. I don't like, and I swear, if I get like any comments, they're just like, you don't like pumpkin spice, be quiet. I'm blocking. I will block you. Pumpkin is disgusting. I like pumpkin seeds, though. But that's different because certain... Would that be a vegetable? What kind of question is that? I need to stop. Okay, I don't get sleep, okay? Okay, and I'm also trying to get the knife inside the pumpkin right now. So if you hear that, that is what it is. Okay, ow. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity, yes or no? A few do know my name, but that's because I, like, trust that the knife is stuck. The knife is stuck. This is awful. Yes, a few people do know my name, but no one knows my identity because this is, frankly, extremely a very embarrassing hobby of mine, and... if anyone were to find out, I would be on the streets. My mother would kick me out in a heartbeat. Okay, do you have a crush on a member of this community? Now, okay, that's a bit of a... yeah, I do. Because, I mean, I'm not the kind of person who will base their interests on looks, okay? I don't do that. That's, to me, at least that's shallow. I'm not necessary. There's nothing I'm really attracted to, at least in physical appearance for the most part. I think the main thing that I really do like is if you have a nice voice, which is why I literally love this community so much, because it's nothing but voices. It's great. I thrive here and I love it. I love my time here. Okay. So yeah, I do have a crush. I will not be disclosing their name. They probably don't even know I exist, but hey, it's all right. A lot of people don't know I exist that I'm madly in love with, so ha, 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 ha. This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I love this question. Okay, ladies and gents, I don't really know who's listening to this, but if you know who Corpse is, I love that man. I love him so much. I am madly in love with him. Like, no, you. Okay. I simp for him so much. And, you know, like, I know how everyone is just like, oh, you know, like, oh, simp this, simp that. No. No, you don't understand. I simp for Corpse. I simp for him. I would literally tear off my arm if it meant that I could at least just be in his presence. I would personally cut off each of my, there we go. Nah, I probably wouldn't do that because, you know, whatever. But still, he's, and see, now what's it called? It comes back to that thing where I'm attracted to voices and not looks, because no one knows what his face looks like. Well, I'm sure a couple people do, but, you know, he's like a faceless influencer. And I think that's honestly great because I'm faceless, but I'm not an influencer, not by a long shot. But I've had a crush on him since I was 15, I think. He doesn't even know I exist, but I did send him fan art, which I am very proud of. It wasn't that good, but I'm very proud of it. I crocheted him something. Owie! That hurt. Ouch. Whatever. The show must go on. Yes, I would. Yes, the answer to the question is corpse. I would 100%. Gosh, I want him to rail me against every single surface of my house. I'm in love with him. You don't understand. Like, it's like an infatuation mixed with with undying love, because I have been loyal to him for over like 3 years. Okay, I'll be right back. I need to get a new knife. I am back. I have a new knife. Hopefully this knife will work. It sort of work. Okay, next question. Have you given or received anal IRL? Okay. This is probably going to be a very short questionnaire, because another fun fact to know about me is that I am a virgin. I have little to no sexual experience whatsoever. I have made out with a lot of people, and someone has also gone down on me, and I did not like it one bit, for those who are curious. He was extremely inexperienced, and he's the type of person that is just, he would like, rubs all the wrong places, and he's just like, oh, you like that, baby? And I'm like, no. No, I do not. Get off of me. Get off of me. So yeah. No, I have not given nor received an anal IRL. Besides, I don't... Okay. I'm sorry. I know I'm probably gonna get... Oh, is this gonna be my first controversy? I hope so. I like clout. I don't like anal. I hate it. It's so unsanitary. I don't know if it's because I've been interested in, you know, like the human body and all of its wonders ever since I was like 4, when I wanted to first be a nurse, and there were like, and I like figured out all the things that go on in a human body, and I that's just disgusting. Disgusting. Almost as disgusting as carving this pumpkin. But, oh well. That's my preference. You can do with it. Almost dropped it. You can do whatever you want. But if you try and just be like, hey, bunny, you want to do anal? I will cry. I will cry. I am very prone to crying. I cry a lot. And that's going to only make things worse for me, because I want to be a nurse, and in medical or nursing school is awful from what I've heard. But I will do it. I will endure it. I will endure it while sobbing uncontrollably. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? I don't know. I am leaning towards receiving or giving oral sex, simply because of my awful experience with an ex of mine going down on me. That didn't work. Okay. I guess giving it would be nice. I'm the type of person that cares more about their partner's pleasure than my own. And that's honestly a type of dynamic that I look for in a partner because, you know, I'm like low-key not looking out for myself. However, if they reciprocate that and they care more about my pleasure than their pleasure, then we get along just fine, you know? But, you know, like I said, I'm a virgin. That's at least what I would like from a partner. Male, female, non-binary, gender fluid, trans. I don't care. I'm pansexual. If you're cute, date me. That's all I have to say in the matter. What is your favorite tag? I don't know. I'm into a lot. Like, a lot. I'm a massive switch. Like, massive. I could be a sweet little, like a sweet little girl 1 second, and then I will literally climb on top of you, slap you across the face, spit in your mouth, and make you call me mommy the next second. But I guess that would be my favorite tag. Mommy? I like being called mommy. Or maybe it's impregnation. I have a huge impregnation kink. I also like possessive. What's it called? When my partner's possessive. But that's kind of like ironic because, you know, I had an ex of mine who would try and like make me jealous all the time, you know, like try and see that possessive side out of me. Okay, there's going to be a lot of fun facts about me in this questionnaire. But yet another fun fact to know about me is that if you try and make me jealous, tough luck, buddy, because I don't get jealous. I get mad. And when I get mad, I just don't talk to you. So hopefully that's what you were looking for. If you were looking for, you know, a jealous little crazy yandere girlfriend, no, I get mad and I don't talk to you. Because, like, 9 times out of 10, I see what you're doing. I see that you're trying to get me jealous, and I can sense that from a mile away. Do not play with me. I say as I hold a knife and plunge it into a pumpkin. Ugh. Ugh. All right. Let's see. Is this going to work? Oh. I have to go all the way around again. All right. Let's see. I guess impregnation would be my favorite tag. Like literally anything impregnation, like breeding, overflow. That's actually a great hentai. Overflow. I watch a lot of hentai. Okay, is there a tag you'd really want to try writing/recording? I would like to write a mommy dom script. But I just, for the most part, I don't really have the time. Like, for this right now, I, like, this questionnaire to fill it out, I had to plan this for days. I had to, like, make sure that I had the house to myself, that no one was going to be, you know, walking in on me while I'm stabbing a pumpkin and yelling at my... Oh, I'm sorry. This is disgusting. Oh, this is the worst part. Oh, having to... There are a lot of seeds, though. It's good. It smells disgusting. What was I even talking about? Oh, yeah. I'm just going to stand over here. I guess Mommy Dom would be a good script that I could write. All right, I'm going to go get a tray or something to put these on. I really do hope this is entertaining to some people because this is disgusting. Ugh. I don't know why I thought this would be a good idea. I'm thinking, oh, you know, maybe I... Oh, it smells awful. I'm thinking maybe I could grow up, you know, I'm an adult now, I'm 18, yay, I'm gonna go out into the world, I'm no longer a minor. I still can't carve a pumpkin.
I can't.
It's disgusting. I don't know how people enjoy doing this, but there are so many seeds. Oh, no. Ew, it's all slimy. And this is so ironic because ever since, like, I first watched Jaws at the age of... Disgusting. I was, like, really young when I watched Jaws. Like, four, five, or six. I don't remember. And what's it called? Seeing, like, all of those disembodied, like, limbs and stuff like that. That never bothered me. Like, okay, my favorite movie is Event Horizon. And if you don't know what Event Horizon is, I think it's actually on Amazon Prime for free. I'm not 100% sure. But oh, God. What kind of plant was God smoking when he made this? By the way, the pictures for this, once I'm done with it, will be up on my Twitter. Oh, disgusting. Anyway, okay, what's next? Are you a member of the Mile High Club? You know, I actually had to figure out what that was. I had no idea what it was because back in January when I was taking a girls trip with a bunch of my friends, I really do hope people like this. They were all just like, I can't say my name. But they were just like, oh, buddy, you should take the rice purity test. And me being the naive little 17-year-old back then that I was, I decided to take it, and there were quite a few questions that I didn't know, like the meaning of. It was so embarrassing to just be like, hey, what's this question? What does this mean? And like, that's how I figured out what the Mile High Club was, where it's like, you like bang on a plane, how do you get away with that? I can't comprehend it. My little virgin brain can't comprehend it. So no, I have not. I have been on planes a lot because my grandma owns estates, and so we go visit them a lot. We visit her and her childhood friends, and I actually have a goddaughter up in New York. I visit her whenever I can. Her and her mom and her family. They're all so very sweet. Okay, I'm getting off topic. No, I am not a part of the Mile High Club. I never had sex before. I know it's sad, but no, it's whatever. I'm waiting for the right moment. Waiting to meet the right person. You know? I don't want to just... Like, hey there, you wanna take my V card and then never talk to me again? I don't want that. I want like a relationship. Cause I'm a very romantic person. I think that would actually be a tag that I really would like to write/record. Romance. I like that. Do we have gloves? I'm gonna have to reach down in here and pull out the guts. Have you ever banged in a car? No, but I would like to. Okay, like a bunch of my friends, they're all like street racers and stuff like that because we literally live in the ghetto. Lord Almighty. So you know, like I like tag along at their meets, and you know, there are like these guys with like all these fancy cars who flirt with me and stuff like that, but I just stay in one spot and like sit on a little bench, and I don't really talk to anyone. But still, it's fun to hang out with people. But anyways, yeah, like I like see like all of their cars, and they like offer to give me like rides as they like go like 80 miles an hour down a strip of road. Heck,
get that. Slippery.
All right. So, no, I have not banged in a car. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? You know what? It actually depends on my mood because, you know, like I said, my favorite movie is Event Horizon. I love horror movies, which is why, you know, when I'm in, like, the mood, which is why when, like, I'm, like, in the, which is why I'm, like, in the mood to be scared, I'll, like, go to, like, Dark Side of the Playground and just listen to, like, men scream in my ear, which is great. I like that. However, if you scream at me in real life, if, you know, if you're, like, actually mad at me, I will cry. I will cry uncontrollably. I guarantee you that I will sob. And I'm an ugly crier. So there. But, yeah, it honestly depends on my mood because, you know, like, I am the kind of person. I'm really good at gloves, aren't I? I don't want to touch this. I don't want to touch this. This is disgusting. Let me see if my mom has any gloves in her sink. Good news, she does. Which I've never seen her wear them before, which is honestly a bit concerning. But it's whatever. I know this is on backwards, but I'm going to use it like this anyways. Alright. Let's see. Does anyone in real life know that you write/record here? Yeah, I tell my friends about my experiences here all the time. It's honestly so nice, because, you know, like, before I... Frick. Ah, everything is falling. Before I, like, joined this community, I was dating this guy for a community... I keep dropping it! Come here! No! No! Oh my gosh, have you guys... Okay. That's ridiculous how hard it was to pick that up. Anyways, I was... Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I'll pick that up later. But yeah, I was dating this guy for around 2 years, and then, surprise, surprise, he broke my heart, and I was just kind of drifting in and out, you know, watching porn, as everyone else does. But then I found Alaric Moon, I think it was, on Pornhub. And he does, like, audios. He does erotic audios. And it was honestly great. And, you know, I kind of, like, followed the trail of breadcrumbs from, like, his Pornhub account to Reddit and the Gone Wild Audio and Audible community. This is ridiculous. What was even the... But yeah, that's my, like, how I came across this community, but, a few people do, and, you know, some of them are just like, I don't understand why you do the things that you do. I'm just like, because I feel good, okay? Oh yeah, that's why I mentioned my ex-boyfriend, was because, you know, he wasn't a very sexual person. And I am. Would like to have sex. Or at the very least, you know, tell him that I desire him in that way. But whenever I told him that, he's just like, no, you sinful harlot, get out of my DMs. So, yeah, you know, like, whenever, a couple of my friends are, like, happy for me. They're just like, you know, like, I am really happy because, you know, you're, like, obviously thriving and very happy. I'm just like, I am. I'm a lot better than I was around 6 months ago. But, you know, that's That's life, I guess. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, cookie dough. Cookie dough 100%. Cookie dough gang for life. If you don't like cookie dough and think that like cookies and cream or something is better, then literally don't even associate yourself with me. Because that is this is disgusting. Come here. I need to widen the hole. No, I can't. Frick. Ugh, I'm mad at myself now. Oh, well. I'm always mad at myself. All right. Yeah. It is cookie dough. Cookie dough with, like, caramel sauce on it. It is very good because I like the little dough chunks because I literally love anything cookies. I am very fat. If you cannot tell by the end of this audio that I am greatly influenced by food. But hey, it's mine. Frick. Get off. Sorry about that. Let's see. Do you pronounce aunt or aunt? Well, no, I just answered the question. It's pronounced aunt, and anyone who disagrees with me is a sodomite. I shouldn't say that. I'm so sorry. I mean, technically, I'm a sodomite. You're one of me. Wait, no, that's not what I meant. Aunt is a harlot. No. Man, I'm really thinking of all the wrong names today, huh? I don't know. Yeah, it's pronounced aunt. And if you think it's pronounced aunt, then you probably like cucumbers, and cucumbers are disgusting. So, ha. Boom. Roasted. You cannot recover. I have won this roast battle. Don't even try and come for me. All right? Discussion over. I'm walking away. Name your favorite video game, if any. I have a lot of favorite video games. I play a lot of video games because I have little to no social life, and most of my friends are all online. I really do like the game Among Us, which I suppose is kind of like generic, but I think if I had to choose one, it would probably be Slime Rancher. I love Slime Rancher. That game literally got me out of such a dark place. I, like, can't even begin to tell you guys. Because it's so wholesome and so relaxing. And the soundtrack is amazing. That is something that you have to have in order to make a good game. Is a great soundtrack. Which is why I like the Doom series so much. Anyways. Yeah, okay. I need to get a smaller knife for this. But I'm gonna. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? No. No, I cannot juggle three balls for 1 minute. I don't even. Well, I suppose this is random questions. Yeah, it's random questions. So I guess it's kind of expected. Expect the unexpected. Or unexpect the expected. Whatever. Unexpect the expected. I'm gonna coin that. I'm so smart. God, this is so thick. Ew! Oh, it's on me! It's on me! Ew, ew, ew! I need to get a napkin!
Ew.
Disgusting! I don't know why I decided to do this. Oh, God, no. Everything is going wrong. Hopefully I don't break this knife. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. I'm double jointed in my ankles. I can crack them a lot. Hold on, let me sit down. I'm gonna crack my ankles for you guys. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but like, I can do both. I have to like, hold on. It's so weird. And like whenever I show it to people, I have to like lift my leg up so that their ear is by my ankle so that they can hear it crackling. That's something I do a lot. I don't know why I do that, but I like literally find myself in that situation where I'm just like, hey, you want to see me crack my ankles? You want to see me crack my ankles? Like a lot. But yeah, my talent is that I'm double jointed in my ankles and I can crack them whenever I want. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I'm facing towards my fridge and a pumpkin that is not cooperating. I don't know. Where's my phone? Would I be able to tell? I don't have a compass on me. I'm not some explorer. Journey to the center of the earth. What am I saying? If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? Ooh, a lot of Halloween decorations. And a lamp. Two lamps. And a box of cookies. Which I would be very sad about if those cookies were damaged. What is your alcoholic drink of choice? I do not drink alcohol. I am 18. I am a good Christian girl. I would never drink under the legal age. I'm a child of God. I could never. But if I could, probably strawberry daiquiris, because I'm a little wimp. Or pina coladas. I'm a little wimp. I like fruity drinks. Fruity drinks are nice to me. They're very good. I like fruit. If you do not like fruit, then why are you even alive? Because fruit is life. Can you/do you drink alcohol straight? No. I do not like any of those drinks. One time my friend I wouldn't really say drugged me, but she kind of was just like, hey, I have some apple cider right here. And it kind of looked like apple cider, but little did I know that it was Fireball whiskey. I cried for 30 minutes after she did that. In the bathroom, throwing up. My cousin had to pick me up from her house. But of course I didn't snitch. I just told her that I like burnt my mouth on a Tostino's pizza roll. And I wanted to go home because I was embarrassed because I was crying so much. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? I just don't have sex, okay? Why are there so many sex questions? I feel like a little loser virgin. Ow! I keep hitting my elbow on the counter. I'm very mad. I have no idea how I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to leave the eyes in. Okay. This is favorite sex position, least favorite sex position. Now this is, I like this question. You know why I like this question? Because I draw people having sex. So I'm going to interpret this question as my favorite sex position to draw. I like impreg press or mating press. I really do like it. Not only that, but it looks really attractive. And if I were to have a first time, it would probably be in that position. Like, I would just be like, hey, can we do me a mating press? And if they say no, I will leave. Which I don't really understand why they would say no, but, you know, can't be too careful. I don't really have a least favorite sex position. I don't really understand how anyone can have a least favorite sex position. It just doesn't make any sense to me. My little virgin brain cannot comprehend it. Are you currently a dom, sub, or a switch? I'm 100% a switch. Switcheroo every day, all day. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preferences? Not really. I mean, every once in a while, I'll listen to female for male audios simply to listen to the woman Because that's nice. I like that. But I guess that's probably what I do other than that. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience IRL? If no, would you try one? I made out with my best friend when I was 10. I don't know if that counts. And she's just like, you can grow up my boobs if you want. And I'm just like, wow, they're a lot bigger than mine. And we were like 10. And I had no idea what I was doing. But I liked it. I liked kissing girls. I liked it a lot. I like kissing girls. I like women. Men, cherish women. If you don't, I will kill you. I will carve how much I love women into your chest if you do not respect women. I guess that counts, right? Would that count? If it doesn't, then yes, I would 100% have sex with a girl. 100%. I don't care what my first time would be as long as they cherish me. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? Now, this is a hard question because I've studied human anatomy for a good, since I was like 8, because I knew I wanted to be a nurse. I'm just like, dang, I like the human body. I'm going to study it. So, you know, okay, like when you say human anatomy, do you mean like reproductive organs? Because if so, then yes. Yes, I 100% believe that. However, if I were to, like, what's it called? Walk up to a porn star and just be like, hey, show me where the radius is. She most likely would not be able to tell me where the radius is. Which, by the way, the radius is in your forearm next to the ulna. It is a bone. So I think, as far as human anatomy goes, I think sexual people have a better understanding of how the reproductive system works. Because, you know, that's something that they're passionate about. Other than that, not really. What brought you to this community? I already said that. I'm not going to say it again. I'm not going to say it again. That's stupid. Why would I say something twice? I say stuff twice all the time. What am I saying? What keeps you here? Honestly, despite my love for pornography, which for the most part it's hentai, mind you, which if you have any hentai recommendations, DM me. Aha. I think the reason why I love this community so much is because it's safe. Like, it's, like, safe and accepting, and there's no, like, drama or anything. And, I read somewhere that, like, a good portion of pornography is derived from, like, human trafficking and stuff like that. And, like, when you feed into pornography and stuff like Pornhub or Xvideos or whatever site you use, you're like feeding into human trafficking. And I like immediately stopped and I just stuck with like hentai sites, because as far as I know, hentai doesn't contribute to human trafficking. But, and as far as my experience in this community also doesn't contribute to human trafficking, which I am very happy about, because human trafficking is a modern day crisis that not enough people are talking about. And, you know, I'm doing my part, not only by, you know, like raising awareness, but also, you know, like, you know, think about it. I'm like one less person browsing Pornhub and feeding into that industry. Imagine how much change we could bring about if, you know, if we could just, or like if other people thought that way. I'm not saying you like, oh, you should think like me. No, I'm an idiot. Don't think like me. But I'm just saying, you know, like I did my research. I did my research and, you know, I figured out that, hey, oh my gosh, you know, I'm doing something wrong and I would like to right the wrongs that I've done. And so my thriving communities like these. So yeah, that's why I stay. There is an eye now. A little eye.
The pumpkin bits are on the floor.
Okay, what's the next question? If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? Because I'm horny. I'm horny all the time. All the time. All day. Every day. Horny, horny, horny. I do it because I'm horny. Enough said. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. I can whistle, but I don't know what to whistle. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean the other day. I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm out of breath now. But yeah, I can whistle. My mom can whistle through her teeth, which I'm kind of jealous about. And a friend of mine can, like, whistle, like, really hard. You know how, like, people can, like, put, like, their fingers in their mouth and whistle, like, really hard? I want to know how to do that. I did that once, but I never did it again. I'm very mad about that. But I can whistle, like, breathing in and out, which I'm very proud of. Let's see. I'm carving pumpkin, for I am happy. Can you use chopsticks? Yes, I use chopsticks all the time to eat ramen and stuff like that. Eat ramen and Chinese food. I love Chinese food. I eat ramen a lot, too, because I am poor. I live in the ghetto. So ramen is what I have a lot most days. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a strange drink? I say soda because I'm from the South. At least that's what, you know, most people from the South say. But what's it called? I have some cousins that are up in Minnesota who call it pop. And it like really annoys me because they have like that that Minnesotan accent or Minnesotan accent, so they say soda. Soda. Can you please grab me a can of soda? It gets on my nerves so much. But it's what, yeah, I say soda. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? I am broke. I do not have the time, nor the funds, nor the energy to go to concerts. But if I could go to a concert, I would probably go to Corpse's. Aha. He would probably never go live. I wish he would. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? Yes, I have. I punched multiple people in the face. Because believe it or not, in my younger years, I was a very violent person. I was a very violent person. Let me get a pen. Anyways, have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No. I don't know why I had that reaction, but no, I have not. And I don't really want to, unless he's trying to do me harm, then yes, I will. And I will add that pathetic man to the list of people I have punched hard in the face, so. Haha. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Yes, I do. I am finally of the legal age to vote. And I use that to my advantage in order to vote out tyrants and people who use their power to do nothing but bring pain and suffering and take away the rights of people who have done absolutely nothing wrong. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Yes. It's actually lunchtime where I am, and I'm going to make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich after I'm done with this. There actually is a right way and a wrong way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, believe it or not. My friend told me this when we were high at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And she's just like, hey, you want to make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? I'm just like, sure. And then we go to the kitchen. And then she puts peanut butter on both sides. And I like stare at her. I'm just like, whoa. Whoa, you can do that? And she's just like, yeah. I'm like, how? I'm just like, how could you? I'm just like, isn't that like illegal? And she's just like, wait, hold on, it gets better. Watch this. And she puts like 3 spoonfuls of jelly in between them. And then she stacks them together. And she's just like, look at this jelly pocket. And my mind was blown. I was on the floor. My brain was on the fridge. Bits of it was on the fridge, on the stove. My mind was blown. And to this day, I still do that. And if you think I'm weird for liking that way, just know that I can cry on command and make you feel very bad. I'm kidding. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes, I love broccoli. I love vegetables. I love fruits and vegetables. I'm a very healthy girl, even though I am literally so fat because I eat too much junk food. It's a sad life that I live, but it is a life that I indulge myself in. Ugh. So therefore, I have no complaints. I like broccoli with a little bit of cheese on it. I like that. I like melted cheese. That's nice. Butter or margarine? I don't know what margarine is, but I know what butter is. I like butter. I like butter on toast. Oh my gosh, one of my friends, he puts butter on his, what are those things called? Pop-Tarts. He puts butter on his Pop-Tarts and he microwaves them. And I was staying over at his house one night, and like, we like go up to make breakfast, and he's just like, hey, you want some, what's it called? You want some Pop-Tarts? I'm like, sure. And then he puts butter on both of our Pop-Tarts, and I'm like, I'm just like, you sociopath. I'm just like, there's perfectly good frosting on there. I have a huge sweet tooth. And as much as I love butter, I love icing more. So if you put butter on top of, oh, I almost stabbed myself. Good. I'm kidding. Yeah. If you put butter on top of icing, I will cut you out of my life. I do not need toxic people in my life. Ugh. Anyways, butter. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? Favorite cartoon as a child? I don't know. I watched a lot of TV when I was growing up. Some of it I was not allowed to watch, but I watched it anyways. And I think that's part of the reason why I am the way that I am. But it's whatever. I like the way that I am. Are those goose done? Geese? Oh, they're still there. It's weird. I don't know. I like Tom and Jerry, mainly because it's quiet and there's no like sass talk or anything like that. I like it. And plus, I think Jerry's just the cutest little thing. I want to name one of my kids Jerry. It's so cute. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? You know? I'm not sure. That is a very good question. That is a really good question. Props to you for making this. Props to you, Dante. You're really cool. Yes and no. it all depends on the person, and it all depends on how much they love them. Like, what's it called? Like, if your relationship is sort of like surface level, and both of you aren't really that committed and aren't that serious, then, and he ends up cheating, then no, I don't really think he or she who end up cheating will continue to cheat, you know, because, you know, it was like they were cheating on something that didn't necessarily matter to either party, you know? But, you know, if it's like, but, you know, if they're like in love and married and, or, you know, like trying to get them jealous because they're like petty, even though, you know, literally the other one is in love with them and they still cheat, then yeah, they will 100% cheat. Because, again, because, you know, like, if you can cheat on someone who you know adores you and loves you, then you're literally the scum of the earth. Because I'm trying to think of a good way to say this. Because that person has, like, loved you and poured so much time and affection into you and your relationship, and the only thing that you reciprocate is adultery. And that's not cash money. that does not pass the vibe check. I do not vibe with people who cheat. I will never cheat. I do not care how mad you are at me or how badly I want to hurt you. I will never cheat. Because I know what it feels like to be cheated on, and it's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing to be compared to another woman. And guys, if you're listening to me and you hear my words and you hear me say it is the worst thing to be compared to another woman, and you go and do that thing, you're not very cool. You're not. You don't. Most of the time, you don't deserve that woman that you're with. Because if she loves you and she puts time and effort and, like, care and affection into you, and then you turn around and just bang another girl when you know that there's someone who's currently thinking about you and hoping you're okay, then you're just awful. You're an awful person. I got really serious. Okay. What is your favorite part of sex? I wouldn't know. But I have an idea of what I might think would be my favorite part. Voices. 100% voices. 100%. Like, I don't care how big you are, or, you know, like, what's it called? How messed up your labia is or whatever. If you got a nice voice, I'm all in. Like, what's it called? Like if you, like, moan really well, yeah, brother. Yeah, you're in. You're in. Performance. Use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. I wouldn't know. But I am trying to get something together, so look for that in the future. Writers. This one's for me. Has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? I don't know. I don't really read other people's scripts. I kind of just tend to myself. Although there was this one script that I saw that I'm just like, oh my god. Like, I need to, like, make, like, a male version of this one. You know what I mean? Like a gender bent version, because I like it when men moan. Right, vagina eaters. What is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? I wouldn't know. cocksuckers. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? I wouldn't know. Do you currently have a stuffed animal action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have a multitude of stuffed animals. Many. And I keep them all on my bed. I sleep with all of them. But I'd probably say that my favorite one is a little monkey that I got when I was young. I was, like, really young. And I went to Disney with my parents. And we went to Animal Kingdom. And there was, like, a stall. Okay, now this is, like, them. Okay, now this is, like, me telling the exact same story that my parents told me all the time. You know, like, when I asked them, I'm just like, oh, you know, like, what was my first trip to Disney like? And they would tell me about the story about that monkey. But, yeah, we were walking through Animal Kingdom. My brother wasn't alive at this time, I think. It's either that or he was like a baby. And there was a stall of stuffed animals. And since I was very young and I saw the monkey. Now this monkey is actually very lifelike. It does look like a monkey, more or less. And like me in my little child brain, I stared at the monkey. I just kept staring at it. Thinking that it was an actual animal. I just kept staring at it and staring at it and staring at it. And it kept staring back at me. And my mom was just like, honey, do you want it? And I'm just like, but like, or from what she told me, she didn't even, or, ow! I stabbed myself. From what she told, I keep stabbing myself! From what she told me, I didn't say anything back. I just kept looking at the monkey until my dad inevitably bought it. And to this day, I still have that monkey. His name is Hambo. I love him. I love him very much. And if you do not let me snuggle with you, with Hambo in my arms, or like if you like take Hambo out of my hands and toss him somewhere else, I will break up with you. I do not care. You do not handle Hambo like that. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to blank someone on? I don't know. Probably the Winchester Mansion. I like spooky places. That'd be nice, because there are a lot of service areas that they can pin me against. And I can pin them against. This is... Alright. I am nowhere near done that I thought I was going to be. I, like, barely got the arm. Oh, spoilers. I'll get this finished tonight with help from my dad. He's very good with knives. All right. I have finished the questionnaire. It is done. Goodbye.